Welcome back to DC Cinematic Minute, the daily podcast where we analyze Zack Snyder's Justice League by each individual minute. My name's Nathan. You can find me on all social media at NoClutchNate.
And my name is Mark. You can find me on all social media at Mark Meadows.
And today we are talking about minute number 202 of Zack Snyder's Justice League Part 6, Something Darker. And the minute's going to start out with Steppenwolf continuing to play his very mean mind games with Wonder Woman. Kind of throw her off and whatnot. It's just very mean. He's a mean guy. The minute's going to end with the Flash calling out to Victor that, you know, he needs to let go of this charge. He's backed up.
Yeah, he's holding on to this.
My boy's edging, dude.
This minute's a really good performance from both Ezra and Ray Fisher, I would say.
Yeah, in like very, you know, Victor gets some verbal or not nonverbal acting points.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of screaming and you know, he's captivated by this mother box. He's trying to hack into it.
He's, you know, touching just a glowing green box.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, you know, it's definitely a 7 out of 10 on the make-believe scale, I think.
Yes, absolutely. There's a moment right here in the beginning, of course, Steppenwolf saying, you know, your sister's begging for their lives, and it gets to Wonder Woman. But what I really found interesting is this close-up shot of Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, you know, looking at Steppenwolf, and there's such a intense focus on the camera on her, and it looked really familiar. So I went back to the second minute of this movie. Do you remember the death of Superman from Doomsday?
Yeah.
And there's a shot like this, just like this. And I was like,
when she's looking up at the voice, at the shout.
Yeah, of him dying, right?
Yeah.
And this shot looks almost identical, even there where she's going to charge over to Aquaman and like protect him from all the falling debris, the falling rubble. And yeah, just that focused shot on Wonder Woman looks so familiar that I went back and I watched that second minute, and it bleeds into the third minute as well. So if you're watching the second minute, third minute, you still see the same Wonder Woman looking upon Superman as he dies, sacrificing his life to kill Doomsday. And I don't know. It definitely doesn't feel like the same shot. Of course, it's not like they took the Man of Steel footage and put it in this one, and did the same thing here with this shot. But
it's just a different take of the same thing.
I almost wonder if they did the same take, they were like, we want this for this and this, so could you do both?
Well, or maybe that's just like, you know, one of the best ways that they were, maybe that's like a favorite shot for them to do for Wonder Woman, and it's like that looking up at the downward angle. Mm-hmm. You know, and somewhat distressed or what have you. So I bet there's hundreds of them. You can pick and choose whatever your fancy, like whatever situation.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it was like, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. This is how you shoot Wonder Woman.
Yeah, it's like maybe Zach shot that and he was just like, I just love
this is how you image. Do it. This is how you shoot Wonder Woman. So we're going to do like so many of these
shots. The design
shots.
Of the hair coming down and like the shoulder to like the chest, like all that, like being exposed and like just having like the armor there. Like, it just looked like a really cool design shot. He was just like, I like that. So I just want that in more places because I thought that was really cool. So, yeah, totally. That totally could be the case. It worked out really well. And I just was looking at it going, that looked really familiar. I wonder how it relates to that second minute of the movie. And maybe it does. Could it also be poetic? I don't know. Because, well, she witnessed the death of Superman in there. And here it's Steppenwolf about to win. So, yeah.
No, it's just how she takes bad news.
Just how she takes bad news. Yeah.
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 Just a good reaction.
And then, of course, Aquaman getting knocked out and the debris falling down. Yeah, it's just it just is a bad time for all. So these
they're
characters.
Out. Yeah, I mean, he overpowered you. He separated and got you both.
Yeah. So then we'll come back to Cyborg. He'll start to connect to the mother boxes. I want to come back to Barry Allen, who's waiting to deliver the charge. And as Ezra Miller is portraying this character, I don't know what the notes were. I don't know what they, I don't know if this was intentional, but it almost looks like they wanted to force this character to have like G forces affecting him. So, and by him, I mean Barry Allen. It's like the G forces are affecting the character. So his head is like, this is not good podcasting, trying to move my head to kind of show what I'm talking about. But like, you see how it's happening in the minute? Like, he's doing the running. We all know the Flash running.
Yeah. But there's like a resistance that he's hitting. And it's well,
he's using the helmet to like,
shouldn't there not be resistance to it? Because this is just your power and you can just do that. Like, does he run like that always?
With his head, like with his helmet, trying to make himself more aerodynamic?
Is that what you're saying? Oh, I guess that is what it is, because it does come from the whole speed skating thing. So they do tuck their heads in.
Yeah, but he's like, obviously you don't want to talk with your mouth open forward, right? He's like, if I need to talk, I need to like put my head down. Right? Like, it makes sense. You wouldn't talk with your mouth open running forward. You almost kind of have to like shelter it a bit. And like, I'm trying to talk to you, but I'm under incredible forces.
I think it's also maybe just like subconsciously we would lean into whatever our receiver is. If you're trying to get picked up clearly, you know, you face more of the phone when you're talking, kind of deal. So maybe that's just subconsciously, or I don't know. That's the beauty of acting, baby, because
they're just like
the actor embodied it.
It's like, well, I'm, you know, I obviously wouldn't talk forward. So like, I had to like straighten out my neck and like look down and like talk out the side of my mouth, because like, if I'm running this fast, I don't want to like try to seem like I'm not under enormous pressure.
Right.
And I think that's something like you see that in
that's the method, baby.
The Flash TV show, like they're running forward.
Oh yeah, but he's just chatting away.
Would they be chatting away? Would they be talking, looking forward? And it's like,
he does.
Like, no, I think you should be like, I think you should be under duress while you do this. I think this is actually a really good method that Ezra is doing for the character, to show that this character is under enormous pressure.
Yeah.
It's a very good thing that we're seeing here.
Now, I have a question.
After images.
Oh, yeah. So I was going to say, my question is, so you're praising Ezra for the the facial talking and everything. How about, so like, you see the after image and you see how quickly that thing's going, right? So like, that is what we are seeing in real time. And then when we switch to him talking, and it's like from Barry's perspective, he's talking at a normal speed or whatever. He's just talking and his arms are going, it's doing the slow motion like for his arms.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Like, I can still, as a viewer, I can still understand that he is in super speed because of the surrounding that's happening in the background, and it's all the lightning and the quick flashes, and you know, his name is the Flash, you get it, and you're following me. it just seems a little, I'm curious at what that direction was, where it's like, okay, if we're doing like a, from a Flash perspective, or at least from a Speed Force perspective, is he moving slower? Why is his hands slower?
Yeah, you're right. We really don't see speedster movement like this ever, where they're talking normally, but like the body is moving so slow. And because of all the electricity and everything around it, it looks like there's a tremendous amount of force.
Oh, so now I get it. I think I'm thinking about it. Is it like helicopter blades?
Where they like just slow down?
Well, because it's only 30 frames per second. If like you're seeing footage of a helicopter, you only you see the propellers, you know, oscillating 30 frames per second, but it's they're in real life. They're
that's
going,
what I was
you know,
thinking.
Much
it's
faster,
like, what
so...
if you see it like?
Oh, now this is why we do it. Now it's making sense to me because it's obviously 30 frames per second, but he's moving at such a high speed that it looks like the slow motion effect of like helicopter blades.
It would be almost interesting if he was moving so fast that maybe his body was going in reverse because it was moving so fast. Sometimes
like
that
tires?
Happens too. Yeah. It's like, maybe, what if his arms just started going in reverse because he was like...
It's more in the shoulder work. You're like...
It looks the same either way, though.
Yeah, kind of. I'm but like your shoulders don't really match up with like what your arms... like what you're anticipating your arms are doing.
Trying to do it here.
Yeah.
It's really not good podcasting to try and figure this out physically. But yeah, you could be right, Nate, that like frames per second, like we wouldn't be able to see this. But it also like would be in the way if he was moving in real time, trying to talk, and the arms are like in the way of the, you know, we're trying to get a good image here for the camera. And it's like by moving slower,
yeah,
we can get to see Ezra talk, but yeah, you're right. He could be just moving. He's moving so fast that his body is slowing down because that's as far as that's all we can really comprehend. Is we see that motion, yeah, and when you see the after images, when you see in real time what it looks like, you see all the images of Flash passing by, and every time, it's like a different pose.
Yeah,
because you're like seeing all of that.
So like we know he's actually moving quickly. It's just when it's from the Speed Force point of view, it's slowed down and he can talk at a normal rate of speed.
Yeah, I never noticed that though, that the body is moving in slow motion and he's talking normally.
But that's also like how we were talking about it, you know, a couple weeks ago or last, no, 2 weeks ago, when he was running alongside the Batmobile, and then
that was
the camera,
last week, yeah,
the 2 weeks ago, the camera catches
up. Oh wait,
up,
yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
And then it kind of goes into that, like, it's not this slow, but he's like at a jogger's pace, and yet everything else around him is going really fast. And it's like, well, shouldn't it have been like helicopter blade? Like it would have been.
Yeah, he should have been moving even slower.
Yeah.
And like catching up with them. Yeah, you're right. Totally.
People just don't, come on. You gotta think this through, people. If I can,
I
want to
see him moving
out
so fast that he just looks static and he's just sliding. He's like, it's almost like they didn't animate the character.
It's just Gumby.
Like, and they're like, no, he's actually running really fast. You just don't realize it. He's kind of just in the same QOP position the entire time.
It's just like the arms vibrate just a little bit.
Yeah. That'd be so funny to watch. That would be incredible to see that done. Cyborg is going to try to connect to the mother box one more time. At the beginning of the episode, he was going to try to connect to it. Steppenwolf got in the way, or that was yesterday's minute. But then now, Steppenwolf is going to try and grab him one more time. And put an end to Cyborg messing with the mother box. So we'll have to see what that looks like. But at this point, it's not looking good for the heroes. They tried to get rid of Steppenwolf. They just could not defeat him no matter what. And so the final boss is going to eliminate Cyborg here. And then who knows what will happen to the Flash, because we see Batman is still trying to take out those enemy turrets, but they're shooting at the Flash, trying to hit him, but they cannot hit him. So we'll see if they're able to do so.
I think it's good. I think it's funny. And it's good to note that, you know, while everything is happening inside this Unity Chamber, or whatever we're going to call it, the Spire, the tallest tower of the highest castle, that Batman has like actively removed himself from the boss fight. He's like, I can't do shit in there.
Yeah, he was like, this nope, is not. I'm
that's
good.
Why. That's why he had the plan of, you guys go to the Unity. What about you? You're not. Nope. Mm-mm. Weren't supposed to ask that. That wasn't in the paper. You are not supposed to ask what I'm doing. What I'm doing, don't worry about it. But again, don't ever ask what I'm doing. You just worry about what I'm telling you to do. So yeah, we didn't know that the attack the tower defense or the what do you call it, the trench run was reserved for just Batman.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and we see that in Dawn of Justice as well, right? Like, he was in the Batwing, Doomsday was there, he couldn't do anything about it, and he just understood that. He was just like, nope, out of my element, you know? I'll try to get the spear, I'll try to get the kryptonite grenade launcher, but yeah, no, I cannot actually go and fight this demon, because it'll just kill me.
A lot of talk for a man who just said, I don't care how many demons and how many hells he's fought. He hasn't faced us together. And yet you're not even there with your friends. You're doing the support character stuff. And you're not even using your...
Support character, though.
He's an excellent support character. I know. He's an excellent support character. But what are you going to do when, you know... I don't know. There's nothing. He can't do anything when you got... A hell space demon throwing massive sonic boom punches at you, you know? That's when you need to you need to level up your Kal-El. I'm telling you. You gotta bring him up to level.
Start building these little bat bots that will help you fight the parademons. Little bat drones.
And it's just Ultron.
Yeah, but
that's that was a Superman thing. You remember Superman had the robots?
Yeah, he built robots too, but it's, you know, the bat drones that could help. I don't know. Maybe go adopt a few kids and teach them ninjutsu. go to your local circus.
That is one thing that kind of wavers between Superman stories is his like intellect. Is he just like good old boy that just knows, you know, Kansas farming and right from wrong, or does he like have like a super brain with like 10th level intellect and can make giant robots and security robots and stuff, where it's like, oh, yeah, snap, didn't need to because I was Kryptonian and our computers did all that stuff.
That's
like, how smart is Clark?
When you talk about like the menagerie, right? Like,
it varies.
He
understands. He has a very high capable of understanding and comprehension. His comprehension skills are probably off the charts.
Some people want that.
Is he naturally gifted?
Some people want that. And then some people just want, like, Kent Farm Clark, like, just that. And he goes and he'll go be Superman.
And punch stuff, yeah.
And, like, go save the day and then go back and, you know, go have dinner with the Kent family and Lois and...
Simple, simplicity. Yeah,
it's simpler times.
And simple, simple blue collar Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
To each or do their you own. Want the smart one?
I feel I like know. This. I don't know. Well, as a, I feel like you're gonna be say a you feel like this Superman was smart. What?
Were you gonna say you feel like this Superman is smart?
I was gonna say I feel like he's doing both.
He's able.
Yeah.
He's able. He went to college, that's for sure, because he had the t-shirt, you know? And then his dad died, so maybe he dropped out.
Then My Adventures with Superman is also, it tries to be both. Like, he's very smart. He tries not to, like, be too smart for his own good, but it's
like a Gohan smart? Like, it's like an anime, so.
Yeah. He's a Gohan smart. That's a good way. Gohan really is
an academic baby.
Like a Superman. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
He was supposed to be the one, but then they were like, no, we're going to keep making Goku the main character.
Yeah. And that's like, what you want. Okay. That was the whole point of him.
Yeah.
It's just his son. It's just a prodigy. And has free will and the ability to choose his path. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
It's why it's perfect.
Exactly.
Rest in peace. All right, well, we're going to wrap up for today. If you've enjoyed today's show, please consider leaving us a 5-star review. It really does help the show and helps new listeners discover the show as well. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, you can find us on Twitter at DCEUMinute. And if you'd like bonus content, we have a Patreon for just $3 with tons of other podcasts to listen to. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you here next time on DC Cinematic Minute.